checking out some Marvel previews.
It's true that it's really stupid. That's true.
Yeah, that's what I was kind of figuring.
Yeah, he's like, so they did this really dumb thing with Darkhawk, and I don't know how far back this goes, but they made it like he's, like Darkhawk is part of like this group called the Talons.
Mm-hmm.
And so they're like,
I'm liking it.
Uh-huh. And they're like this, they're basically, they're coming off as kind of a ripoff of the Dark Stars, where they're like this galactic, like, force, like kind of like police force, but they're like real like totalitarian kind of a thing.
Gotcha.
And so Darkhawk is one of them, but like I don't think he really knows how he became one of them, and it's very strange. And now he's like evolving, and he merged with this android, and this is a whole thing.
It's just Jesus.
Yeah, it's just weird. I liked the first issue of Darkhawk, when they brought him back, and now it's just gotten—it's already gotten so muddled. I'm like, continue with it.
That's weird.
Yeah, and I think I read somewhere that he becomes a sleepwalker.
I saw that too.
The hell? Those are two different characters.
It's
weird. It's like they're kind of trying to capitalize on the 90s, but like at the same time, they don't want to capitalize on the 90s. That's very strange. Marvel. Yeah, it actually is.
Oh, man. That's great.
It's weird. It's strange stuff. I don't know why they... Why mangle these characters? If you're going to bring them back, just bring them back. Just have them be a goofy, you know, superhero character. That's good.
Nice.
Well, I think we were mainly talking. It's fine.
See, fine.
Nice.
That was certainly something. I hope everybody enjoyed that long conversation about Darkhawk that I was kind of tuning into, but not really because my thing was wrong. So, here we go.
Go read old issues of Darkhawk. They're fun.
And Sleepwalker, number one. Yes, through number 17. Just joking. Comics garbage.
No, it's goofy. It's silly fun.
Well, we don't really have a packed show this week. To say that would be disingenuous. But we do have a show. And we have things to talk about in Summer's Guard. So we're going to get right down to it, I think. Unless anybody has some stuff they want to run through real quick about why Sonic the Hedgehog does not need to be in a car. For God's sake. Doesn't need to be in a car.
He's got
to
go fast. He's got to be in a car so that he can make everyone else feel like they have a chance. Otherwise, what would be the point?
I mean, I guess. But they should... No. True. I go back to my point I made last week. Him and Shadow and other speedy boys should be on their feet running, and everyone else should get cars so they can keep up, and should be like F-Zero speed.
Well, that's up to the developers, and I didn't want to do that.
Hmm.
I don't think they even thought of that.
Yeah, because they're bad.
Oh, hey, come on. It's like someone saying, you're bad at your job, and no one knows what you do. Don't be like that.
I didn't say they're bad at their job. I said they're not creative.
They're bad.
It doesn't...
They just made a whole game. You don't think they're creative?
I didn't. You're putting words in my mouth. No, I would never disparage anybody for doing their job. You sort of did.
Not sort of, you did.
I never disparage anybody for doing their job.
I don't care, Eric. I'm just saying.
Sometimes you just miss opportunities. It doesn't mean you're bad at your job. It just means you miss something.
See, that's a fair. I like that. That's a better assessment.
Maybe they did try it and it didn't work. You see, I don't know. I can't
know
that.
What they could have,
because I'm not on the team. So,
how would you handle getting run over?
You can't. You can't get run over. You're Sonic.
But if you're Sonic and you're running, and the vehicles are just as fast as you, what if they catch you and they run you over?
Or what if they bump into them?
Yeah. Like, what happens?
It's a good point, I guess. But you know what? I take it back. The people who made that game are not bad, and they're very good people, I'm sure. Okay.
All right.
Making me feel bad for making hyperbolic statements.
Oh, Eric.
Jason, you went on with a game. On hands-on. You went hands-on with a game.
Woo! I did.
Do you want to tell us about it?
Sure, I spent like 5 minutes with it. But, Lego DC Supervillain. It's a Lego game. And there is my preview.
Yeah, but you're not answering
me. Who were you?
So, yeah, who'd you get to play as?
Well, you make your own character.
What?
So the creator feature is like... the creator feature this time, where past Lego games, you could create characters, but you couldn't really use them in the story. So this is different. So you make your own supervillain, basically. Whoa!
Yeah.
We got some robots.
Okay.
That sounds kind of cool, though.
Yeah, no, it is.
Kind of fun. Okay.
It is. And the creator is actually really good. You can do different colors. You have different parts you could use. So if you watch the trailer, maybe I didn't embed the trailer, actually. But there is a trailer out there that is... it's actually really good because it shows you the different things you can do with the creator. And it gets pretty deep. You can make a pickle man or a cactus man. You can make Mr. Cactus.
Oh, my God.
Can you pick what... like abilities your hero has? Like, can you make a speedster? Can you make like a gorilla? Can you be a gorilla?
You know what? I don't know if you can.
Rod's in the game.
Yes, he is in the game.
So
it kind of makes sense that you would be able to.
Right.
I'm not sure though.
I think you should be a gorilla.
What I will say though is other than that, it kind of does have like it seems more colorful. Even than past Lego games, and it's fun. It was fun, but it is a Lego game, so just keep that in mind. It plays like a Lego game. So, I mean, there's only so much you could do with that.
Yeah, I definitely see where you're coming from with that one. I have come embarrassingly close on several occasions to buying the Jurassic Park Lego games.
So have I. I really came very close to buying the first one.
What would the gameplay be like? Like, what do you do? You have no special abilities. You're just a person surrounded by dinosaurs.
Maybe you run. That's it.
Yeah.
You run away. I don't know.
I don't know.
Maybe you have like a super suit, like a big mech suit. You can fight the dinosaurs.
I think you can be a dinosaur, actually. But it's on sale for $10 on the Xbox sale. It's going on.
So. Oh, really? Oh, well.
Yeah, even though I've mentioned multiple times that I'm kind of over Lego. So.
Yeah, I'm super over Lego games. So. Yeah. One thing that I will say that's kind of neat, if people don't know this about DC Lego DC Villains, is that it's basically the Forever Evil storyline from the comics from a few years ago. So you can get a lot from that. You play against the Syndicate, like the evil versions of Superman and Batman and stuff like that. And it's the supervillains versus them. So, I mean, that's kind of a neat idea. I like the idea that they adapted the comic storyline like that, because otherwise we would never see that adapt to a video game. So that's kind of neat. I guess if you're a big DC fan, it's probably cool. So just thought I'd add that.
Cool.
Well, also, I wanted to also throw out there, I didn't put this up this week, but because people don't know, I had a lot of stuff personally this week. So there's a good deal of stuff that has yet to be posted from Comic-Con, including also a very brief hands-on with Spider-Man on the PS4. So,
oh, cool.
Yes. So I will have that up this week as well. But I can say right now, it is far and away the best looking Spider-Man game I've ever played, which you would sort of expect, but it's like when you see it in motion, and it's unbelievable. It's really cool.
Nice. How long did you get to play it for?
About the same thing, about 5 minutes.
Okay.
I could have played Lego Supervillains longer than that, but I didn't really have the time. I was up against it when I finally got to play it, but Spider-Man I went through really fast. But it's I can give you an idea of what it plays like. It's really cool.
Yeah, I bet. Well, I'm excited for that. I think I'm actually gonna pick that one up.
Yeah, me too.
I'm not.
Really?
Okay.
Why not?
Down with Spider-Man.
Oh, what?
I'm just kidding.
I know that costume is horrible, but come on.
Yeah.
I'm just kidding. I don't actually hate Spider-Man.
All right, good. Because he doesn't hate you.
It seems like you're taking personal offense to this.
That's right.
Everything you say today, Eric.
You could say you hate
Stop
that costume.
Personally attacking everyone else, Eric.
Oh,
oh, golly gee. Well, just that's joking. A thing. That's a thing. We got the Lego DC, and next week we'll be talking about Spider-Man.
Oh, can I say also all of the pre-order costumes for Spider-Man are total garbage, as well as the actual.
Isn't Miles Morales going to be in the game?
Yeah, he's in the game, but he's not. I don't think he's playable.
So there's two Spider-Mans running around.
Well, yes. Well, I don't know if Miles is actually a Spider-Man in this universe. It's a new universe. It's not set in any universe. So I'm not entirely sure.
Oh, well,
when's that Spider-Verse movie come out?
Seen him in costume. I think it's this holiday.
Oh man.
Yeah.
Sounds like tomorrow or something.
Nah, it's like still a ways off.
Dang it.
It's not a big summer movie.
Yeah, I know.
Still a ways off. Yeah. 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 Cool. Anyway.
Something I don't care about at all. Oh, now someone's gonna get that. I know it.
Nope. We're all on the same agreement on this one.
Pretty much.
NBA 2K Playgrounds 2.
Yeah.
KD basketball game. This is the sequel to the one that came out a while ago. So
if by the way, this sounds like you're like, wait, there was an NBA 2K Playgrounds 1? No, there was not. There was an NBA Playgrounds 1.
Ah,
it's on Game Pass if you want to check it out. I don't know. I don't like it.
It's like NBA Jam Lite, right?
Yeah, and like there's like You can turn this feature off, but I don't know why you would, because it would help you, but it kind of loses the, I don't know, kind of the feeling of the whole game. Is when you go to shoot or you go to dunk it, there's like this little meter, and it's like the old golf games where you had to get it right in the middle, you know, when you're on your swing. Yeah, and it kind of takes away from, like, you know, you're paying more attention to the meter than playing the game. So I think it kind of, I don't know, I didn't like it.
Yeah, see that.
So I played one game and deleted it. Yeah, no.
I actually came close to buying this one a couple of times too, the first one, because I just like the NBA Jam so much.
Yeah, I would just stick with regular NBA Jams.
Okay. You know, you got this. You get the first one free if you pre-ordered Shaq Fu.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, that's kind of cool.
It's kind of neat.
Neato.
Anyway, the new one, 2K is now publishing this series. So that's why it's become NBA 2K Playground. I guess they're supposed to add in some 2K flair but I don't know what that's going to be.
Are you ready to talk about that?
Oh, some flair?
Yeah.
That was a nice
segue.
That was quality.
So, I don't care about this either, but I think... No, you know what it is? I don't like the gif of Ric Flair with the woo. I don't like it.
Woo!
Yeah, I don't like it.
Woo!
The gif. Because you know what? I don't know if it's a sports thing, but during like the hockey season, I see it a lot. Woo. And it's like, okay. I'm sure he was a very entertaining and wonderful person, but I'm sick.
That's so cool. Ric Flair, dude.
Yeah, it's Ric Flair. And if you go into the story on this, you will see the possibly greatest heel team of all time of Bobby Heenan, Ric Flair, and Mr. Perfect, Kurt Hennig. If you scroll down to the bottom, it's the display image for the trailer for this. And man, does that bring back some good memories. That was a really big wrestling.
Yeah, no, and that's awesome. But I'm just not a huge wrestling guy, and that gif. You know, seeing that gif so much just kind of burnt me out on the Ric Flair.
Well, should we talk about what this story is?
Sure, you can. I don't know much about it. So
this is the Woo edition of WWE 2K19. And
is
it was
really
just announced this week. That is what it's called. 5-0s.
Okay.
Exactly. It's got 5-0s. It is Woo. And it includes a copy of the game, of course, and you get a bunch of little goodies thrown in the box, as you might imagine, including a Funko Pop of Ric Flair in his street attire with a championship belt. That better be the WCW championship, but I don't think it is. Yeah, it is cool. And you get like
they should have made one with his leotard ripped, like one of the things ripped. Or was that the Hulk that usually had that?
Hulk Hogan?
Yeah, I thought that was a famous picture of Ric Flair when he had like the yellow like wrestling suit on and one of the things was ripped.
Oh, maybe. There's a lot of famous things of Ric Flair going nuts and falling all over the place and stuff like that. So but this includes like a bunch of a bunch of little bonus items like looks like little like images. Not entirely sure, but that's what it looks like. Oh, here we go. So you get the season pass, you get the Woo edition bonus digital content, you get Ronda Rousey and Rey Mysterio, you get all the supercard content included, you get a commemorative plaque featuring a piece of a robe worn by Ric Flair. So that's a pretty big deal right there. You get the Funko Pop or Funko Doll, as they call it in the press release. I don't know what that is. And you get a WWE Hall of Fame replica ring. And I actually think that is probably the coolest part of this. I don't even know what those rings look like. So it's kind of cool to see that. You get a little box with it and all kinds of stuff. So that would look really cool on a shelf.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah. And that's it. The actual cover boy of WWE 2K19 is AJ Styles, who I really have not much of an idea who he is. I know he's been around for a really long time, and now he's a huge, huge, huge star in the WWE, but I don't really follow it anymore. But yeah, that's the Woo edition. Woo!
Are you? How do you feel about Ronda Rousey being a wrestler?
Okay. They're doing a one thing I do like is that they're doing an actual good job with the women's wrestling. So it's not like it's just goofy and silly anymore. Like they actually wrestle, you know, and apparently they're pretty good wrestlers too, from what I've heard. So I like that. I love that they're putting effort into the women's division and it's not just, you know, throwaway stuff anymore. So that's cool. And I guess Ronda is a part of that and trying to make, you know, make some of the wrestlers look actually, you know, tough and stuff like that. So they're not just like super, super skinny, you know, super in shape women anymore that you know, you couldn't actually see beating each other up. So Ronda Rousey is someone you could actually see hurting someone because she's you know, she's got that UFC background.
Right.
But so that's cool. I like that. And I love the fact that they've kind of like used the Rowdy Roddy Piper gimmick for her. I think that is really cool. I like that she's carrying on that name. I like that a lot. Yeah, so I mean, I'm not into WWE anymore at all. So I just, the current federation, I have no interest in. But I do like that. So I'll say that.
Cool. I was just curious because I don't follow wrestling at all. I just think it's interesting that she went from, it seems like on the turn of a dime, from UFC to.
Well, that happens, though.
Yeah, I mean, I guess.
That happens. Ken Shamrock did that in the 90s, and he had a good amount of success. I actually liked Ken Shamrock as a wrestler a lot. Brock Lesnar seems to do that every other week.
yeah, right.
And I can't understand why Vince McMahon, for people who don't know, is the head of WWE and has been for years and years and years. I don't know why he's so in love with Brock Lesnar. I have no idea, because this guy just seems to leave at the drop of a hat and go back to UFC. So I can't figure that one out. And yet Brock Lesnar comes back around and he's like immediately made like this unstoppable champion. So I don't know. I don't get it. I don't get it.
Yeah.
I don't get it.
I don't either.
He's also got no personality. So
anyway. That's a T.
This is my hot take.
Okay. Bethesda's gonna show Doom Eternal at QuakeCon.
Woo! So. I mean, no. Sorry.
You're not happy about this?
Oh, I'm very happy about this, yes.
Oh.
Extremely happy. Whoa!
Sorry, that was me.
I was gonna say, that's just what's gonna be happening this week.
Turn your phone on off of vibrate, dude.
I did.
Then why is it still going? Was that Jason's phone?
No.
No, that was my phone. I don't know what the issue is.
Okay, well, whatever.
Your phone is sabotaging us.
Yeah.
So this is pretty cool.
I'm excited about this.
It is Doom Eternal, the Doom Eternal gameplay reveal. So it's going to happen at QuakeCon, which is coming up Friday, August the 10th at 11 a.m. Central Time. Oops, what happened?
Uh-oh.
Yep.
We just lost Eric.
That's a problem. That's a problem. Oh, he's back.
Did. Yay.
Yes.
Eric? Okay, good.
Jason, do you think they will have playable multiplayer of Doom Eternal at QuakeCon?
Man, I think so. I think the focus is going to be on the single player.
Okay.
Because that seems to be the thing for Doom. But I think they will definitely have a multiplayer look. You'll get like a little look at it, and then there'll be a multiplayer like explosive like reveal later on, I think.
Gotcha.
I'm also wondering if they're going to have Snap Map back again. I hope they do. You know, but who knows? They may not. Mm-hmm. We'll see. And I wonder if there's going to be a Switch version.
Ooh, yeah, that's cool.
Question. Yeah, I guess we'll have to find out.
Do you think there's going to be one, Eric?
I mean, no, I don't think so, but yeah. You never know.
You know what I found weird, just to call back, I don't want to get too off topic, but just to call back to the wrestling for a second, they announced 2K19 for everything except the Switch.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so it appears like that may have been a one-off, 2K8, and then it won't be back. I actually enjoyed that, by the way. But I hope that there isn't going to be, like, a lot of this. Like, companies trying 1 year, and then maybe it doesn't sell like gangbusters because you released it way after the other versions came out. You know, I mean, that's kind of self-sabotage. So I hope that is not going to be the case, and then... You know, we're not going to see all these games make returns to the Switch. I hope not. But getting back to Bethesda for a second. So Doom Eternal is just going to be one of the games that they're going to showcase at QuakeCon. Of course, there's going to be a Fallout 76 panel, and there will be a fan Q&A section for that game. They're going to have their esports tournaments, which, I mean, I have no interest in, but I know a lot of people do. There's Elder Scrolls Legends Masters Series of qualifiers that are going to be underway at the con. Then there'll be a major event for Quake Champions, which, of course, you would expect, being that it's QuakeCon. And a bunch of panels. Doom Eternal, Rage 2, Quake Champions, Prey. So there's going to be something for everybody who likes a Bethesda game. Quake. So look forward to that.
That'll be fun.
Yeah. I usually don't care about QuakeCon, but when there's a Doom game there, I'll... I still wish they had redone Quake the way they redid Doom.
Maybe. Never. They will.
Oh, man. Eric, that's so, very fatalistic.
I know. I'm a negative guy today.
No.
Okay. Happens the best of us.
It does.
Mario Kart 8 got an update. Yay.
Don't be too excited.
I'm not. Don't worry. So, Breath of the Wild, cart, well, actually a bike, and some other things are now in Mario Kart 8, which is interesting. So, that's I guess, what we got there.
You get the Champion's Tunic Link also.
Wowee! Is that a whole new Link, or is it just like a... I mean, it doesn't matter, but...
I don't think so. I think it's a variation.
Well, you know what? They put 8 Koopa kids in, so...
Yeah.
I don't have...
You also get a set of tires. And...
Wowee!
A paraglider. It's pretty exciting.
Wowee!
But it's free!
Yay! Oh, yeah.
So... Will you be getting this?
Isn't it free?
Yeah.
I mean, so, I guess.
Are you going to try it?
No. Not.
All right. Well, there you have it.
There you have it, folks.
I mean, I'm not going to go boot up my Mario Kart for this.
Oh, no. Well then, no. Okay.
You know, next time I play Mario Kart.
I gotcha.
Yeah.
I hear you. Sure I hear you.
But everyone's putting words in my mouth today.
Uh-huh. Hey now.
Come on. I don't really think so.
Uh-huh. Yep.
Uh-huh. I think you're doing a good job of that yourself.
Oh. Oh gosh. No, I'm just being a kidder. Just kidding around.
Is Nintendo kidding with this Nintendo download this week?
No, they hate putting out good games.
Gotcha.
Want to take us through it, Eric?
I can do that. Yeah. So some neat things actually this week. Nothing groundbreaking, I don't think, but there's some cool stuff.
Yeah.
Well, actually, some people will be very upset if they heard that because I know that one of these games has a huge fan base. So, Go Vacation is a kind of a mini game collection, not unlike Wii Sports, but it's all like vacation themed. So, skiing and paragliding,
woo,
and things like that. So, you know, that's here. Banner Saga 3. So the first two Banner Sagas came out on the Switch a while ago, and now this third one's here. This completes the trilogy. Yeah.
Yep.
I don't know when this releases. I guess it's out already. But it's here. Xenoblade Chronicles 2 got some new DLC, including a new rare blade, new difficulty options, and a new quest pack. Kirby Star Allies got a new star ally. Daroch. Daroch?
Daroch.
He's the leader of the Squeak Squad, so He's there.
They should have just called him Da Roach, like Da Blob. Da Roach.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Da Roach, I agree. Dark Meta Knight is here. And Adeline and Ribbon. I don't know what they are, but they're here.
They're back.
They're back, too. Not only are they here, they're back. We got Neo Geo, the King of Fighters, 97. So,
that's a good one.
We got Omega Fighter, Arcade Archives, Arcade Archives, Sky Skipper.
I have no idea what these are.
Neither do I.
I mean, this is like, what? Arcade Archives? What? Shouldn't they be like games that people know?
You think?
No. Nope.
You would think that.
Ooh, Hello Neighbor comes out on the 27th on the Switch.
Oh, there you go.
So that's here. Titan Quest comes out on Tuesday.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah, that what is looks it called? Neat. It's Titan Quest.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we talked about that before, but it's like a, it's like an ancient Greek setting ARPG, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so.
Flashback also comes out.
Are you guys going to pick that up?
Probably get Titan Quest.
Yeah.
You know, it's tough because I just saw that Titan Quest for the Xbox is on sale for $8. And it's like,
it's going to be 40.
Yeah. I'd rather play it on the Switch because I'd rather have the ability to take it with me, but.
Yeah. Man, that is rough.
That's pretty crummy.
Well, you know what they say. That's how it goes. Yeah, so nothing else too crazy that I'm not too crazy or anything else this week. So
what about Slaps and Beans?
I was gonna ignore that.
Is that a real game? Is that a real game? Slaps and Beans.
Slaps and Beans. It's the first official Bud Spencer and Terrence Hill video game.
I don't know what that means.
I don't either.
Where are you, Nintendo download?
It's Bud Spencer and Terrence Hill in their first virtual adventure, a brand new story. Whether in the Western Saloon, Miami downtown, at the fairground, etc., you'll get a full load of funny conversation, slaps, and of course, lots of mass brawls.
And beans.
Slaps and Beans is a cooperative or single-player scrolling beat-em-up with the addition of platform elements and mini-games, which you'll interpret the characters of Bud Spencer and Terrence Hill.
Well, I get
I have no idea who those people are.
I don't either.
That's okay. It's their first adventure.
No, they've got to be real people. People, or else they wouldn't have a branded video game. I'm going to look this up.
Right. It's their first full adventure. New adventure.
Terrence Hill. He's a Wikipedia page.
Who is he?
He was born as Mario Girardi in 1939.
What?
I don't know if this is the same guy. Oh, no, it is. Hill started his career as a child actor and went on to multiple starring roles in action and comedy films, many with longtime film partner and friend Bud Spencer.
Oh my god.
He was among Italy's highest paid actors and his most popular. His films include comic and standard westerns, all Italiana. Some based on popular novels by German author Carl May and the American West.
I feel like I'm left out of.
I don't understand. He's an Italian actor who is friends with Bud Spencer, and now they have a video game.
Well, who's Bud Spencer?
I don't know, but these guys are like 80 years old.
What the hell?
Listen, Terrence and. We're gonna make a game based on you.
A what?
Yeah, right.
So, oh no, Bud Spencer's dead.
Oh my god.
He died in 2006. 16.
That would be a terrible conversation then.
The duo garnered world acclaim and attracted millions to theater seats. That's all this says.
Why do they have a video game?
You know, Terrence Hill must have greenlit this because Bud's dead. So Terrence Hill was like, yeah, this is a good idea.
Why is it called Slaps and Beans?
You know, it should be called, like, Spaghetti Western Spin or something, because that's, like, what they were in. They made Spaghetti Western films. But
right. Slaps and Beans.
Well, you know, I'm sure this is, but, like, I'm not feeling this.
So, the game, I guess, is on Steam now. It's got user reviews of 9 out of 10.
Huh.
And on Metacritic, it scored a 64.
Yeah.
If you go by that. Looks like it's coming to Xbox.
This Hello Neighbor game looks kind of neat. Which is something I would say if it wasn't already merchandised to hell.
Yep.
Yeah, right.
So.
Oh.
I'm really blown away by this. Terrence game.
It's out on PS4 and Xbox One and the Nintendo Switch and Steam and the Mac.
Ooh.
You know, I wonder if this is where Terrence and Philip comes from. I mean, they're not Canadian, but they are like a comedy duo. Like, Terrence, it's a stretch. I'll give it that.
It was intended to be just a normal job to make a couple of bucks. But they wouldn't be Bud and Terrence if everything would have gone as planned.
My gosh, what are you talking about?
The money gone. Pretty girl kidnapped, and a bunch of bad guys with evil plans. All criteria for numerous hearty mass brawls and pointless funny situations are met. Grab your gamepad and play in the first video game as Bud or Terrence, alone or with a friend in co-op mode, against the bad guys. Who is Mr. Tango? Is Bud afraid of the haunted house? Do bad guys have feelings too? And who is threatening the world bean harvest? Find the answers in Slaps and Beans, the first official video game of Bud Spencer and Terrence Hill.
Nice.
So there you go.
All right. I think it's time to move on.
I think so too.
All right, let me talk about August Games of Gold. It looks like it's going to be a great month. So starting August 1st, Xbox Live Gold members will be able to pick up Forza Horizon 2 for the Xbox One. And then via the backward compatibility program, you'll be able to pick up Dead Space 3, which is a great game. Highly recommend picking up that one. And then August 16th for the Xbox One, you'll be able to pick up For Honor, just the standard edition. And then on the Xbox 360, we'll have Disney Epic Mickey 2, The Power of... So, what do you guys think?
Pretty good.
I love it. Yeah.
Pretty good month. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree.
I mean, not much else to say, except...
Yeah.
I'll get all of it.
It was great, and
yeah, right.
The other Xbox One game is good, too. Did I forget what it is already? You just said it, but I'm sure it's good.
For
Honor. Oh, that's right, For Honor. Yeah, that's a good one. I knew it was something like that. Yeah. Yeah, no, good month. Good month.
Yeah.
So. Now, will PlayStation follow suit, put out on their own good month? No.
I don't know.
Probably not.
Was that released or no?
Not yet. Probably this Tuesday. Because the games release the first Tuesday of the month, and the announcement usually comes the Tuesday before.
Got it.
So Tuesday's the last day of the month, so that's probably when they'll be announced.
Okie doke.
So that's where we are. Yeah, that's it. That's all our news. Jason's got some stuff, though.
We have a review, right?
We do. I forgot because it wasn't on the thing, even though I put it on the thing. So, I reviewed Mushroom Wars 2 today. Well, I wrote the read today, but I've been reviewing it for a while. It is an RTS, and it is on Steam, Switch, and the mobile devices. And I'll tell you what, this is a great RTS, especially, you know, how they've managed to make it work with a controller and presumably on a smartphone device. So your mushrooms, and there are that's the basic premise. It's an RTS where the armies are made of mushrooms. And there's four episodes for the campaign. Each one is like 50 missions long. And yeah, that's basically the single player content. There's a ton of it. I still haven't gotten through the whole thing, even though I'm really working on it. The gameplay. Okay, so it's an RTS. It's in all of the basic senses. You have buildings, you produce units, you attack to take over other things. You know, basic sense, that's what it is. Now, it's gameplay. The RTS gameplay is simplified. There's one type of soldier. That's basically all you get. The strategy comes from timing, what buildings you construct, and how you choose to engage with your abilities. There are three types of buildings that you can build. You can build villages, which give you more soldiers. You can build forges, I think they're called. Forges or furnaces that increase your combat capabilities throughout the whole battlefield. And there are towers, which attack any nearby enemy soldiers. And then there's a bunch of other little wrinkles that get thrown in, especially in the campaign. There are areas where your units walk slower. There are areas where villages don't produce units. There are icicles that freeze your guys in the middle of the battlefield. There's a lot of stuff that's going on. But it doesn't throw everything all at you all at once. There's a couple tutorials here and there to let you learn mechanics. It's really, really useful that way. Yeah, I'm really, really enjoying it. Once I saw that there was an RTS coming to the Switch, I wanted to play it, and getting to review it was great because it's great to be able to evaluate it and play it in that way.
It looks like fun.
Do you guys have any questions about it? Because I feel like I'm kind of just aimlessly talking about it.
You're fine.
So, well, you said there's no. Okay, go ahead.
What happened?
No, go ahead. Go ahead.
No, what you were gonna ask a question?
Oh yeah, I was gonna say there's no vehicles or anything like that. It's just one soldier type.
Yeah, one soldier type, and it's a little simple in that way. But the troop movements and attacking and defense adds a depth to it. It's not simple to play, but it has simple systems. I guess you could liken it to, you know, like chess. So it takes a couple minutes to learn the rules, but it's really deep in that there's a lot of stuff going on in terms of strategy. Yeah, it's the art and music. The music's really recognizable. The art is really good looking. The way the story is told in kind of splash images that are kind of much grittier than the actual gameplay. I'm really enjoying it, and I think that any fan of RTSs could add it to their library and would enjoy it. It works really well handheld as well. Like it's a really, really good handheld game to play.
Does it use the touchscreen at all?
Yeah, I haven't even tried to use the touchscreen. But I guess you could. I don't know. I haven't tried that.
Interesting.
You know, the controls with the buttons are so perfect. I haven't needed to. You know, it's just intuitive the way you move and units and upgrade buildings and everything. There was never a single point where I was like, oh, I wish I had a mouse and keyboard to play this. It just works so well.
Oh, that's great.
It's good. There are boss battles on the mission and the campaign. So that's pretty the one boss battle, the first boss battle in the game, actually, is it's you are fighting the other mushrooms, but there's a big toad in the middle of the battlefield. So, like, eats mushrooms that are going by him.
Nice.
Yeah, the story, while it's very minimal, it's kind of heartwarming. So the game starts out with nuclear annihilation wiping out all humanity on Earth. That's why the mushrooms are able to kind of populate and become, you know, what they are. And it starts out with these two mushroom tribes fighting each other. And the first 10 or 15 missions or so are the mushroom tribes fighting each other. And then a real threat comes, and they're like, oh, we have to team up against this guy. So then you can use a hero from each of those tribes. It's great. It's a lot of fun. I'm really enjoying
it. That sounds cool.
And, you know, it's something that's it's an RTS. You have to think about it. You can't just take your units and throw them out. You need to strategize. So I'm really enjoying this game. And I'm just because I'm done reviewing it doesn't mean I'm done playing it yet. I haven't even cracked into the ranked modes. There's a ranked tournament mode and everything. I haven't even started touching that. So, awesome. And you guys know I'm a huge fan of that stuff, like the ranked modes and all. So, haven't even touched it, but I'm on my way. Cool. Once I get through the story modes. But yeah, I don't know if I've gushed enough about the game, but if you guys have any questions, I can answer them.
I think you did a pretty good job, buddy.
Yeah.
This game a lot more than I thought I would. I thought it was going to be a fun RTS. I didn't expect to kind of fall in love with it like I have.
Yeah.
I'm glad you liked it so much, dude. It's good. It was great.
Yeah. And I like the theme, the mushrooms with battle axes and swords. It's hilarious.
Right.
Mushroom Men.
That was also a game on the Wii. Mushroom Men.
That's right.
War Wars, yeah. Which I never played it, but my brother played it. He really liked it a lot. Cool. I have it still. I just haven't played it. That and Dangerous Predators. What was that game called?
Dangerous. I don't know.
I remember I bought it one time. I talked about the show, and then I went and I purchased it on Amazon, and then it showed up like 2 days later.
And you're like, oh, I bought this?
What was it called? It was the game where you play as the tarantula and the scorpion.
Yeah,
I know what you're talking about.
Deadly Creatures?
Deadly Creatures, yeah, that's...
Okay.
It's great. That game's fun, too.
And you know, every time you talk about Deadly Creatures, I have to bring up Nightmare Creature, which is a great game, and I would like to see...
Yeah.
How did you pick it up? On the Switch or something?
Yeah, totally.
Oh, nice.
I would like to see a remake of the Deadly Creature. That would be good. Just 4K tarantula running around. Man.
On a platform that people would actually buy games for?
People bought games for the Wii.
Okay.
I think.
I'm pretty sure they were all, you know, gimmicky motion controlled games.
I don't...
I know.
House of the Dead game on the Wii. An original House of the Dead game.
That's right. I remember that. So. I have bad memories of most Wii games. So.
As most people do.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's it. Jason, you have some comic stuff to talk about.
I do. And I'm going to include some San Diego stuff in here. Now, unfortunately, this week I had intended on getting up the remainder of the San Diego Comic-Con coverage that we have. Last weekend was Comic-Con, of course, out in San Diego. It's one of the biggest shows of the year, and there's just so much to still talk about. Now, unfortunately, this week I didn't get a hell of a lot of time. So we have a lot of photographs. We have booth tours. We have all kinds of stuff that have yet to go up. That stuff will be going up this week, so we'll talk about it next week. But there's a lot of imagery of upcoming statues and toys and collectible items, really cool stuff, as well as some shots of around the con. I think we're going to put those up. So that'll be up next week. This week, we do have some stuff to talk about, though. We're going to start out with Dark Horse Comics and another coloring book from Dark Horse. These are adult-aimed coloring books. Not that there's anything graphic about them, but they're not aimed at kids. This is a Jurassic Park / Jurassic World set. There are two books. They're sold separately, so I actually don't want to call them a set. But there's two different books, one focusing on the Park series, one focusing on the World series. They will both be out this year. As you might imagine, they ship in black and white because you're supposed to color them in. And actually, now that I'm looking at it, they come out on Halloween. So
they don't come pre-colored?
No.
No. Wow.
So I assume the art is going to be fairly simple, too. I wouldn't look for anything too in-depth. But if you're a Jurassic Park fan or Jurassic Park, whatever, you can pick these up. A buddy of mine just saw Jurassic World Fallen Kingdom and said it was one of the worst movies he's seen.
So yeah, I could have told you that. I already did tell you that.
Yeah, I think you did tell me that. disappointing. Disappointing. I knew it was going to be stupid, but I was hoping it would just be stupid fun, but it's not. Because now two people I know have said it's crap, so... Anyway, are you interested in Shredder going to hell?
Yes.
Okay, that's good.
I think this is a cool storyline.
That's good. Hold on to that thought, because he is in a new Ninja Turtles miniseries coming up from IDW, hitting sometime this year. We're not sure exactly sure when. Will be the Turtles' main bad guy. Going straight to hell and fighting his way through the afterlife. I guess spoiler alert, but it says it right in the press release. I think he's coming back after this. It says this will only make him an even stronger force for the TMNT to face. And that is right from the press release. This is a pseudo sequel to Secret History of the Foot Clan, which was another miniseries that was very popular. It came out a few years ago, I think. This is the follow-up to that, sort of. So if you like that, you'll like this. And if you like TMNT's books in IDW's TMNT books in general, you'll probably like this. I actually just started reading them. I had only seen one issue here and there. I liked the way they looked. So I went back and I bought the Volume 1 hardcover. Actually picked that up at Comic-Con, and that has the first, I believe it's 12 issues of the book, plus four or five one-shots packed in. So far it's really good. I've read the first couple of issues. It is good stuff. It kind of merges the classic Mirage Turtles and their themes with the classic animated Turtles and the new animated Turtles from Nickelodeon. It's definitely its own universe. This is not a comic book of the last Ninja Turtles reboot before the one that's coming up next. It's not the comic book version of that. It is a totally on its own kind of a thing. Kevin Eastman is involved in it. I think he's still involved in it, who is one of the creators of the Ninja Turtles. It's really good stuff. Yeah, it's good stuff. Just to give you an example, in the first couple issues, they all wear red bandanas.
Nice.
Because they're supposed to be training. Right? And then they graduate to their own individualized year. There's some cool stuff they did with Raphael, actually some really cool stuff to make him very different from the rest of the Turtles, which I like a lot because I like Raphael. Nice. Cool stuff. And some original characters, too. So if you're into Turtles, you've been skipping IDW's books, you might want to go back. And this looks cool also, and I love their design of Shredder. Rick, I don't know what you think, but I think there's a really, really wicked design for Shredder.
I'd have to see it.
Yeah, he's got like, it's like very ninja-y looking, like more than usual. And he's got like he's got a really cool helmet, and the face covering is not metal. It's like a cloth, so it's more like a ninja kind of a thing. It's really cool.
Okay, cool.
So that's Shredder Goes to Hell. Next up, we're going to take a look at some Halloween stuff from Dynamite Comics. Now, this may sound like, wait a minute, Halloween? It's still a ways off, but it's really not. When you think about it, it's only like 3 months away. And we've been getting a ton of solicits, email solicits, showing what's coming up in October. And there's lots of Halloween stuff. And this is specifically directed at All Hallows. It is a series of Halloween one-shots coming from Dynamite Comics, each one focusing on a different property of theirs. There's an Army of Darkness book, which looks great. There's a Betty Page book. There's an Elvira book, a Vampirella, which shows the return of the classic Vampirella bikini slash costume, by the way. So I guess the attempts to update her are history, which I think is a good thing, because this is half the character. Not that I'm a fan, but that kind of is what it is. And then Red Sonja, which is a book that I keep forgetting Dynamite makes. And I liked Red Sonja slash Conan stuff so much years ago, so I might have to check that one out. But all of these are aimed at Halloween, so they're all horror themed, even if the properties are not really horror. And they all have the holiday playing into it, so you'll see some jack-o'-lanterns and some deadite trick-or-treaters attacking Ash on the cover of the Army of Darkness book. So it's cool stuff. So that is coming up for Halloween. That will be out in October, all of those. In more Dynamite news, we've got Billy Tucci, the creator of She. You might remember that name from the 90s. It was a big indie book. He will be teaming up with Dynamite for a Miss Fury series. And if you're wondering who Miss Fury is, she's a pretty classic character from like a long, long time ago. Maybe one of the first big female superheroes, actually. And this book is going to be set in World War II as Miss Fury leads a team called the Black Furies against the Nazis in the Eastern Front, I guess trying to bust up something called the Joy Division. If you don't know what that is, I didn't. It's actually really disturbing. It's kind of heavy content, and it's based on reality. I'm sure they take some liberties with it, but it's based on real stuff that happened in a series of brothels which were set up in concentration. It's very, very heavy, serious stuff. So, again, I'm sure they'll take some liberties with it to make it more of an action theme. They do say that it's supposed to have the same flavor as Inglourious Basterds. So expect to see, you know, plenty of high octane stuff and probably some humor in there too. So, it looks kind of cool. That is also coming out in October. So October, a big month for books. Blizzard and Titan, by the way, Titan Comics, moving on to Titan. Blizzard and Titan Comics will be teaming up to bring Diablo into the printed page. This news coming out of Comic-Con. It's going to be a mini-series. We're not really totally sure of what the story will be yet. We know that there will be a team that it follows, scholars and crusaders, as it says in the press release, as they quest to discover the true origins of humanity. Will their faith survive these shocking revelations? So that's the tagline. It sounds pretty cool from the little bit that we have on it, and it's Diablo, and it's an expansion of the Diablo lore, which I am totally down for, because I always feel that series doesn't get as deep as it can get. It doesn't get deep enough for me, because I find the world that Blizzard has created there cool. So watch for that. That will be coming sometime this year, but there's no release date for that yet. There's some very preliminary artwork included in the story that you can check out, which includes some demons that you can see roughly what the vibe is that they're going for in that book. And finally, this week, IDW is bringing GoBots back. Okay, so GoBots have kind of a weird history. They were a competing line to Takara and Hasbro's Transformers back in the 80s. I don't know, I guess they were competing, but I mean, it's like nobody I knew preferred GoBots to Transformers.
Unless you're poor.
Right, exactly. You know, I mean, some of the designs were actually kind of cool, I guess. But, you know, and I had a couple. But, yeah, it's GoBots. So the boys from GoBotron, yes, that is what it's called, their homeworld, are coming back courtesy of IDW and Tom Scioli, who you will probably recognize that name if you are a comic book guy, because he helmed the Transformers versus G.I. Joe series from IDW, which I think was a couple of years ago at this point. It was a really weird series, really over-the-top stuff, strange stuff happening in it, strange ideas. It was a darling of critics who seemed to love it. I don't really know what the fan reaction was, because I don't really recall too many people actually talking about it, other than, you know, reading reviews and stuff about it. So, but nevertheless, it was critically acclaimed. So he's getting this GoBots book, which will have a very different spin to it. These characters will be coming back with the idea that they have been on Earth for a while, living with people, intermingling with them. And the idea is, it sounds like their war, because they had like the same kind of a thing as Transformers going on. But it sounds like their war is over at the time of this book. And the idea is that people are starting to wonder if the GoBots are staying on Earth in order to replace humans as the life form of Earth and not so much live with them. So, I mean, it sounds kind of interesting. Sounds like some decent ideas going into it. It's not just a toss-away series. So if you're into GoBots or you're into, you know, big robots or Transformers at all, or just sci-fi, it sounds like it might be a decent read. That will also come out this October. That is the first issue of a 5-issue run for that miniseries. You know, also interesting, I wanted to throw out there, because this wasn't mentioned anywhere in relation to this story, but GoBots, I believe, is still owned by Hasbro, who owns the Transformers brand. Far as I know, they still own it. They bought it years ago, and then basically just didn't do anything with it. So I'm not sure exactly what the story is. I know there was a Leader One, who is the leader of the good guy GoBots. I know there is a Leader One action figure that was part of a Transformers line that came out years ago. But I think that was the only thing they ever did with the GoBots property. So interesting to see it pop up again. That is it for this week's coverage. That's it for the comic book stuff. We'll have lots more next week, including the booth tours. As I said, lots of pictures and stuff for you to check out. So watch for that this coming week. But that's it for me.
Wow. Cool. So I guess we're about done.
Yeah.
We do have one thing. One last
we do?
Thing bring up. We do. Well, it's not that big a deal. Well, what are you guys playing?
Oh. I'll go first. I'm playing just a little bit more of Inquisitor Martyr. I had my vacation/Comic-Con time right in the middle of that, and I totally forgot to post the review before I left. So that review will be up this week, so I'm just trying to get a little bit more in on that before I do it. Still playing Wolfenstein on the Switch, which is terrific fun. I might snapshot that when I'm done. And that's it.
Nice.
Coolio, yeah. How are you, Rick? What are you playing?
I am playing No Man's Sky for the X-Bone.
How's that?
It's a blast, as I was telling you earlier. The new upgrade. I guess not the new upgrade, but the new version. Excuse me, sorry. It's, I don't know. It's still the same game, but they've put a lot of depth into it now with the next. So I should probably write a review on this as well. So keep an eye out for it. I really like it. It's really cool.
Have you run into any biological horrors?
I have.
Uh-oh.
Yes, I have. That's funny. I don't know. It's a really fun game. I'm really enjoying it.
Cool.
So, yeah. What about you, Eric? What are you playing?
That's awesome. I'm also playing Omansky. On the PlayStation though, so I'm playing the new update. It's a lot of fun. Everything Rick said is true. There's a lot of new depth. It's great, but there's just a lot to it. So, it's definitely worth a pickup if you're a fan of space exploration stuff like that. Especially, there's just more to it now. It's just more cohesive. Yeah. So it's a lot better. I mean, I was a fan when it came out. I still liked it then. But
have you guys built bases? Did you get into
yes.
that?
Yes. Yes.
I built a base and a teleporter.
Cool.
So I can come back. Yeah. The planet that I built my base on is Earth-like, and it's very nice, except it has a superheated rain. So the temperature, it'll be like in the 70s and 80s degrees. And then it'll start raining, and it'll jump up to 350 degrees Fahrenheit. It's horrible. So,
I thought you were going to say it had biological horrors.
No. Luckily, no.
It could, Eric.
It could, that I haven't discovered yet. No, that's true.
Yeah. Remember, those are... Dude, you get a lot of money for those eggs that the biological horrors are guarding.
Right. So... I'm sure I'll find out eventually.
Is proliferating face huggers throughout the galaxy really what you want? No.
Yeah.
It's not. But so I'm enjoying that a lot. I'm also playing Octopath Traveler, working my way through it. It's going all right. Playing Mushroom Wars 2 still. Playing some Overwatch.
Oh, no.
Oh, yes.
Oh,
did you download the hamster?
Yeah, he's great.
I knew it. That's cool.
Love him. Love him. Yeah. And Mega Man X collection.
Oh yeah, I want to pick that up.
Playing a lot of games there, Eric.
Well, I go to work, and then I come home, and then I play video games because Ashley's in Virginia. So.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
So.
So that's it.
Yep.
Yeah.
So,
well, listen, you have a lot of times to catch up on your video.
Yeah, I know, right?
Yeah, and honestly, this won't last forever. So I'm just playing games now, and there'll be times when I can't in the future. So.
Oh yeah.
So, I guess that's it.
Enjoy now. Enjoy now, son.
Yeah, kid.
Yeah, child.
You small child, you.
Oh gosh. Well, that's just about it, guys. Thank you everybody for listening to our ramble for over an hour about video games and comics and things, and we will catch you later on the other side.
Goodbye.
Bye.